So Moses had to have at the back of his mind that he is the sent. He is only a carrier of the message. So he should not make himself more important than the message or the sender of the message. And maybe we need to spend a bit of time just asking ourselves, in the work we do, in the ministry we do, in our relationships, does that come out? Is it clear that we are not the source? We are only the vehicle. We are the driver of the vehicle, but the vehicle belongs to somebody else. Does it come out that the message you are giving, you are only passing on a message whose authority and whose source is God? As you give a testimony, does it come out that you are testifying not about your works, but about God's works? As you talk to your children around the fire, assuming you're in a village or assuming you're in cold countries, do they understand that you are talking about the acts of God in your life? So the children keep growing, knowing it's not that we have a gigantic father. It is that we have a God who is a God of our father and a God who is no respecter of persons. So if we could help our father, he is also able to help us. Or do they start thinking, what a great dad we have? What a great preacher we have? Moses was told, tell them, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac is the one who has sent you.